Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast, 10 minutes every day where the life of Jesus meets yours. You've got your daily Lenten devotion for Monday of Holy Week, Romans chapter 6, verse 19. I put this in human terms because you are weak in your natural selves. Just as you used to offer the parts of your body in slavery to impurity and to ever-increasing wickedness, so now offer them in slavery to righteousness, leading to holiness. Teacher, I don't understand. Could you explain again? The teacher takes a deep breath. They've read the textbook two or three times, but it's not sinking in or making sense. Then the teacher's eyes light up. Here, set the book aside. Think of it this way. And after a few minutes of an engaging story, a brief illustration, a bit of rephrasing, the light bulb goes on. The class understands, grasps the concept, and competently answers the teacher's further questions. Paul does a similar thing here. He drops the jargon, sets aside the deep and overwhelming explication of the mysteries of the Almighty, and says, "Let me explain it in everyday speech." Don't worry, my head was spinning at the word explication also. And what does Paul say? You used to be totally a slave to sin, unable to serve anything but sin. You were stuck, even joyfully serving sin with all that you are. Well, turn that around. You've been baptized. Now offer yourself in slavery to Christ, who is your righteousness. Human nature does not want to acknowledge being a slave of anyone or anything, and a change from one master to another seems like a double offense. The sinful nature asserts, I was not a slave to sin. I was in control the entire time. And just as much, the sinful nature rebels again. I will not serve Jesus, not now, not ever. That sinful nature will not and cannot be reformed. But through your baptism, God has created a new life of faith that loves to serve Christ with all that you have, and all that you are, and all that you do, and all that you think, and all that you say. You have been set free from sin and have become a slave to righteousness. Verse 18. What a wonderful slavery. We pray. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Grant that I love my new life with you, and encourage me in my daily slavery to holiness. Amen. God bless your day.